Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It happens to be a Monday we're recording on. I absolutely love Mondays. If you listen to the podcast, you know why. Because I let all the traffic die down after 8 in the morning, get out, run errands if I need to, do yard work if I need to. It's the lifestyle that I kind of always envisioned, you know, not going to a job. It's not without hard work, though. Don't get me started on how easy people paint the entrepreneurial journey out there on the internet, that you can have all this if you just, like, press a button. It ain't pressing a button. But if there's a button that needs to be pressed, it's understanding how much value to add, how to actually add value out there. So that's kind of the topic of today's podcast, making money equals adding value. So what I realized by not going to a job is you have more time to think. And when you have more time to think, you have more time to be creative. Some people are way more creative than others. Like, I can't draw. I can draw stick people. Like, for my 9-year-old, I'll draw a stick figure and, you know, she thinks it's pretty cool. That'll go away after a while, I'm sure. I don't have an artistic creative sense, I guess is what I'm saying. I wasn't blessed with that talent to be able to draw, paint, anything like that. But being creative in thinking means to understand the value that you bring to the marketplace, which is simply your individual story, your message. Nobody has it. Nobody can duplicate it, as we talk about a lot on the show. So if you want to make more money, focus on what value you provide to the marketplace that is very simple for you to do, but very difficult for others to do. And when you understand that, selling has kind of a negative connotation out there in some circles. I love it. Like, I've always been in sales my whole life. I've done nothing but sales. And the reason I enjoy sales so much is because I really enjoy hearing people's stories, the ones that really have the passion to get their message out there, really understanding their background. Everybody's so diverse, you know. Like, I grew up in a small town of 8,000 people. I'll talk to people that were raised in New York City, LA, Dallas, something like that. I find that fascinating, growing up in an urban environment compared to a really small town like I grew up. I'll talk to a lot of individuals around the world, you know, different cultures. I just find it to be fascinating. So my sales calls always begin with, tell me about yourself. Tell me where you come from, you know, your story. What have you been doing? You know, what problem can you solve in the marketplace? And once you build that relationship, sales is really, it's 100% rapport. It's relationship. If you come across as some snake oil salesperson, obviously the guard's going to go up. What you want to do in sales is originally you want to bring that guard down. How do you bring it down? Ask questions. Have people talking about themselves. The number one topic that people love to talk about is themselves. And not from an egotistical perspective, but allow them to share about themselves, their journey, where they've been, what do they want to accomplish, and start to think in your mind as they're speaking, can I help this person accomplish this? And if you can't, you can't. Like, I tell everybody on a sales call, I don't even know if I can help you right now. So until, you know, I ask you some questions and find out more, I'll get a better understanding. And if there's a good fit for us to work together, we'll talk about it at the end of the call. We'll talk about the investment, what that looks like. And if there's not a good fit, I'll do whatever I can to kind of point you in the right direction. How's that sound? And immediately you can see almost people exhale like, oh, God, not another hardcore salesperson. I love this. And then I start asking questions and I start probing and I figure out very quickly within the first 10 minutes, can I help this person? Does it look like there's an opportunity there where if we work together, I can actually help them accomplish this task that they want? And if it's not, the call's over in less than 15 minutes. I mean, it didn't go very long. Look, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to get them all excited, you know, build this big dream that we can't execute on. But if there is something there, that's when the light bulb goes off for them. They start to see it. As they continue speaking, they start to see it. They feel it. Like, you can see the energy in them shift. It's really, it's quite remarkable. A lot of these are Zoom calls, so you can, you know, the camera's on and you can see them start to get excited. And they don't get that excited about the day-to-day stuff that they do, you know, the mundane. Maybe they're going to a job they don't like, or maybe they just feel like, I know I've got this thing that I can talk about, but I don't really know what it is. And they're kind of frustrated. But when you see the light bulb go off, that's when it's super cool. So if you want to make money, you want to make more money, then help people solve a problem and actually demonstrate to them how you can help them. That's another big thing, you know. Before you ever get to any type of a sales proposal or go into the closing part of the conversation where you're going to ask for the order, demonstrate in one or two ways how you can help them. Like, hey, thanks so much for sharing that with me. I think I see an opportunity here. Let me give you an example of how I could help you solve this problem. And when you do that, again, you're getting into kind of like a mini coaching session so they can get a flavor for how you two would work together. You demonstrate to them that you can actually solve their problem. And then they begin to edge closer to you. Like, oh, I want to find out more. I want to figure out more. In no part of this have you ever heard, in the last 5 minutes I've been talking, you haven't heard me say anything about go for the jugular. You know, this is where you want to do some secret ninja NLP type technique on them to get them agreeing with you. You know, it's very simple. Sales is so simple. And the reason a lot of the wealthy people out there have a background in sales, or they're currently in sales, is because when you're in sales, the first of the month hits, you got to sell to eat. Like, your family doesn't get fed unless you sell. Zig Ziglar had a great line, you know, bad salespeople have skinny kids. So if you want to be able to feed your family, you got to understand that you're going to focus on, we talk about 80-20 all the time, the 80-20 rule. 80% of your revenue is going to come from 20% of your clients, 20% of your prospects. So focus on them. Don't waste your time trying to convince somebody who, even if you were able, see, this is what a bad salesperson does. They'll take anybody's credit card. They'll bring anybody in. Why? Because it's money. There's different levels of money. You know what I mean? Like, I guess different levels of clients, different levels of prospects. If you want the good money, that comes with the good clients. The good clients are the low maintenance ones, okay? They understand what's required of them. They are going to have to do the work. They're going to have to show up. The bad clients are the ones that think they bought a lotto ticket, and just by hiring you, their life is going to change. And a bad salesperson paints that environment, paints that picture that, oh, if you just give me your credit card, things are going to change right away. There's never been a situation, whenever I hired a coach, anybody in a mentor, any kind of service base, where they, because I sniff this stuff out right up front, and I've ended a lot of sales calls as the prospect on Zoom, because I just got that, like, that dirty feeling. Oh yeah, they think once I get my credit card, it's over. Like, you know that the picture they're painting is not real life. The best people that I've been on a sales call with as a prospect buying their services are the ones who are like, Sam, are you committed to this? Are you willing to do the work? Because if you can't, we can't work together, you know? And they were qualifying me, not me qualifying them. They were like, hey, we can't let you into this coaching program unless, you know, I hear what you're saying. It all sounds good, but I just want to make sure before I even talk about what the program looks like and what the investment is, that you can actually commit to this. And I like that a lot, because a lot of the time, you know what? Sounds like a lot of work. I'm not sure right now is a good time, but I'll keep your information. And they're like, okay, cool. There was never any pressure on their end. Those were great salespeople. And then the ones I bought from, high ticket, $10, $20, $50, $100,000 coaching programs that I've bought, they're like, all right, let's dive into the program. I think we're a good fit. Let me tell you about the, and I was already buying, like I had already bought the program in my mind before they even gave me the price. Doesn't matter what they told me the price was going to be, I was going to come on board because they had a solution to the problem that I was facing at that particular time. And I knew they could add value. And the more value they added, the more money I paid them. So if I were to spend a lower ticket item would be $3,000 to $5,000, then I wouldn't expect them to, you know, rock my world in 60 days. I expected them to give me a blueprint that they had that I didn't have. If I was paying somebody $100,000 for coaching, which I've done many times, then I expect them to also show up as they portray themselves. And I expect them to remove a number of major obstacles I have. So the ROI is there, you know, the return on investment. Sometimes that return on investment is not money. You know, have you ever worked with somebody where the return on investment was, wow, man, I got some really great momentum now. I have an idea. I'm focused. I understand what the issue, and I'm gonna crack this code. And that was it, right? If you were going to make money, it's going to be up to you. Other times, maybe you bought a real estate investment course, a stock trading, social media ads that are going to, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 to 1 on your investment, things like that. Then there is a monetary ROI if you do the work without a guarantee. You know, never have I purchased coaching where somebody guaranteed a result. If they did say that word, I ended the call because I know it's not true. They can't guarantee it. They can't guarantee how I'm going to show up, if I'm going to do the work, if I'm going to go through the course and study and do those things. So today's podcast was to help you understand sales is a great path to wealth. By the way, sales is a great path to, if it's something that you want to start doing on the side, pay your car payment, pay your mortgage on the side, get the food bill paid, the electric bill paid. Start small. You don't need to go into this thing huge. No need to quit your job. But if you really want to supplement your income and start bringing in more money, find out what problem you can solve, sell that solution at the beginning, scale it up as you go. And I'm telling you, you're going to find yourself just a year from now, just 1 year from now, in a totally different place. It's transformational, guys. Absolutely transformational. Embrace it. All right. I hope you like today's podcast. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Helps amazing people like you find the show. I read every review. Thank you, thank you, thank you from all around the world. And I hope it planted a seed with you today in good soil, and that harvest will come. All right. That harvest will come. All right, my friends, say it with me now. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.